Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Father, your word says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you will deliver us out of them all. What a faithful Father you are. What a great friend you are. Oh, greater love have no man like you. Oh, you laid down your very life for us, oh, Jehovah. Oh, you said, let not our heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in you. Because in your Father's house, Lord Jesus, is many mansions. If it were not so, you would have told us. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are sitting on the right hand of the Father because you have prepared a place for us. And where you are, we will be able to come also. Oh, Father God, we are thanking you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, not just with our lips, but with our whole heart, our total being. We dedicate it to you, oh God. Oh, Father God, I thank you that we will lift up our eyes unto the hills from which cometh our help. And we know our help comes from you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are holy God. You are righteous God. Greater love hath no man than you, oh God. You laid down your very life for us, oh God. You laid it down. You laid it down, oh God, in Jesus' name. And I thank you that the Father picked it up on the third day. Hallelujah. After your nail-scarred hands were nailed to the cross, your feet nailed to the cross, you wore a crown of thorns. But now I thank you that you wear a crown of victory. You are victorious, God, oh God. No God greater. No God greater than you. Holy, 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 holy are you, oh God. Holy and righteous, holy and righteous, holy and righteous, holy and righteous, holy, 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 holy. Holy and righteous are you, our King. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. All glory, all praise, all honor belong to you, our King. Have your way this morning, Almighty. Have your way, oh God. Oh, we bless you this morning. We come to honor you. We come to bless you. We come to praise you this morning. We thank you that you are Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, you are merciful, King. You are almighty God. Oh, you are almighty King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you thanksgiving, oh God. Hallelujah. You are holy God. You are righteous God. You are a mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah this morning, oh God. Oh, great and mighty God that you are. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, you are a mighty King, oh God. You are a great God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless and honor you, O King. Oh, God, we thank you that you are holy God. You are righteous God. No God greater. No God greater. No God greater than you are, King. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Moku shabaka de e kunama karidioko. Moku yeke u shabaka de e kurabaka shedidioko rediaka. Oh, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you honor this morning. Truly you are King. Truly you are Lord. Truly you are God. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we just give all thanksgiving to you, our King. Thanksgiving and honor. We bless you this morning. Oh, Father God, we thank you that we are redeemed from the curse of the law. We break all generational curses of pride, lust, perversion, rebellion, witchcraft, idolatry, poverty, rejection, fear, confusion, addiction, death, and destruction in the name of Jesus. We command all generational spirits that came into our lives during conception in the womb to come out. In the name of Jesus, in the birth canal, through the umbilical cord, we say, come out in the name of Jesus. We break all spoken curses and negative words that we have spoken over our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. We break all spoken curses and negative words spoken over our lives by others in the name of Jesus, including those in authority in the name of Jesus. We command our ancestral spirits of Freemasonry, idolatry, idolatry, false witchcraft, false religion, polygamy, lust, and perversion to come out of our lives, excuse me, in the name of Jesus, we command all hereditary spirits of lust, rejection, fear, sickness, infirmity, disease, anger, hatred, confusion, failure, and poverty to come out of our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, we break the legal rights of all generational spirits operating behind a curse to come out in the name of Jesus. You have no legal right to operate in our lives. We say, come out in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke all familiar spirits and spirit guides that will try to operate in our lives from our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We renounce all false beliefs and philosophies in the name of Jesus, inherited by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break all curses on our finances from any ancestor that cheated or mishandled money in the name of Jesus. We break the curse, we break all curses of sickness and disease and command all inherited sickness to leave our bodies in the name of Jesus. Through Jesus, our families are blessed. We renounce all pride inherited from ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break all oaths, vows, and pacts made with the devil by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break all curses by agents of Satan spoken against our lives in secret in the name of Jesus. We break all written curses that would affect our lives in the name of Jesus. We break every time release curse that would activate in our lives as we grow older in the name of Jesus. We break every curse Balaam hired against our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, turn every curse spoken against our lives into a blessing. Oh, we break all generational rebellion that will cause us to resist the Holy Spirit. We break all curses of death spoken by people in authority in our nation, over our nation, in the name of Jesus. We break curses of death spoken against America by people from other nations in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless and honor your presence this morning. We come to give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, good morning and welcome to Bible Story Land. We are glad you joined us this morning. Oh, we thank God for you. Father God, we lift up each and every person who joined us thus far, those who are coming on in Jesus' name. We ask you that the blessings run them down and overtake them. We thank you, Father God, for Family Day, every family that's represented on Bible Story Land, oh God. We ask you to send blessings, 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 blessings. Let the blessings run them down, overflow over them, take them over, oh God. And Father God, today is your day. We are rejoicing that you have made this day in the name of Jesus. Today, Father God, we thank you that we can honor you, the head of our families. Oh, we just bless you. We honor you. We give you praise, thanksgiving, and glory. Glory, 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 glory to your holy name. Glory, 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 glory to your holy name. Glory, 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 glory to your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to our King, Almighty Father, Almighty God. Well, today, as I said, is Family Day on Bible Story Land. We thank God for families, for your family, for all of the families of God, for the families of this world. And we pray that every family member would be saved. So we are blessing the Lord like never before. We are thanking him for his goodness. We are thanking him for his mercy, for his grace, and for his great favor. He gives us favor, favor, favor. Oh, we can't measure his favor. It's far beyond what we can measure. So we are thanking the Lord today for his great favor. Oh, yeah, for his mercy. You know we can't do without his mercy. His mercy endures forever. His mercy endures forever. ever. Hallelujah. We're blessing the name of our King, our Father. We're blessing our Lord like never before. We are thanking him for his mercy. We're thanking him for his grace. We're thanking him for his favor. We thank the Lord this morning for each of you. Well, we see Jackie on the line this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we're thanking the Father for what he's doing and what he's about to do. You know he's great and mighty. He's holy. He's righteous. Well, you know his word is powerful. He birthed us into two families. Two families. Now, not just one. We are blessed and highly favored. He blessed us to be a part of a birth family with an earthly father, our earthly mother, our earthly siblings, earthly extended families. You know, he blessed us so much. So we thank God. But you know what? Oh, we're thanking him even more for the family of God. Some of us are in families that are have the family of God in our families, and we are blessed and highly favored that the body of Christ is our family. Yes, it is. For the word of God says in Daniel 14:2 that thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God, and the Lord hath chosen thee to be a peculiar family unto himself above all the nations that are upon the earth. Isaiah 63:16. Doubtless thou art our father. We don't doubt the fact that he's our father. Yes, he is. He's our Lord, our Savior. He is our father. Abraham being ignorant of, though Abraham being ignorant of us and Israel acknowledge us not, thou, O Lord, art our father, our redeemer, and thy name is from everlasting. When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called him my son out of Egypt. John 1:12 says, but as many as have received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that are that believe on his name. Romans 8:15, for ye not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. We are so blessed. We are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. We are blessed to be in the family of God. It's a spiritual thing. Yes, it is. We can't see it. We can't see it, but we know it by faith that we are. We are the sons and daughters of the Most High God. So, you know, the word says that in Genesis, Second Corinthians 6:18, and we will be a father, and we'll be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord God Almighty. Galatians 4:5, to redeem them that were under the law, that they might receive the adoption of sons. Galatians 4:6. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. We are so blessed. We are blessed to be the sons and daughters of the Most High God. And you know what? I thank God that we are highly favored of him. We are highly favored of him. So, Father, we just thank you this morning for every family that came on this morning. And, Lord, you said, let not your heart be troubled. Oh, we cast these cares upon you because you care for us. Oh, the care of our husbands, the cares of our wives, the cares of our fathers, the cares of our mothers, oh, the cares of the family members, our children, the cares of our grandparents, the cares of our uncles and uncles and aunts. We lay these at your feet, oh God, the cares of our jobs, the burdens of life that press us down. We bind up oppression, suppression, depression. We say, not so, devil. We receive the blessings. We receive the blessings of God. All the curses are under our feet. We receive the blessings of God. So this morning, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you this morning for what you've done and what you're going to do. Well, we see Jackie on this morning from she's from Jacksonville. But hey, Jackie, how you doing? Good morning. She's trying to come in. That's Jackie Travis. Good morning. She'll be on in a moment. She'll speak to us in a minute. All right. Hallelujah. I believe this may be Minister Stacy 476. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Sister G? God bless
you. I'm doing great. I'm blessed that you're on this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
You got the girls with you?
Yes, I got one in the car. One just got out.
All right. What y'all going to sing for us this morning? We need two songs now. Can you sing my favorite song first, and then Jackie going to come on?
Okay, yes, ma'am. We'll sing your song.
Come on, Jabril.
Me and Jabril. Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart, I'm talking about deep. Down, down, way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. Yes, I love him. Yes, I love Jesus way down in my heart. Yes, I love Jesus way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in my heart. Do you love Jesus? Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You going to be on the whole time, or you need to sing the other song now or later?
We'll be on the whole time.
All right. Praise the Lord. I'm going to call you to sing that next song, Family Day. Jackie, you on yet? Jackie,
good morning.
Travis,
good morning,
can't hear
good
you.
Good morning, Sister G. Can you hear
yeah.
me?
Yeah, I can hear
Hi,
you.
Hi, good morning. Listen, I'm waiting on Minister Dollar to get here. Here she come. Is that her? Hold on. Might not be her. Minister Dollar. There she is. Hey!
Yeah, Jackie's in Paducah, Kentucky this morning. So she's with her cousin, Minister
yes.
Donna Hawkins, and they are having a family reunion.
Ooh.
On Family Day. You know God worked that out.
Yes, mm-hmm. He did. Yeah, we had a great time yesterday. We've been hollering and screaming, and all of our voices are kind of we're going to do what we do. Speak our thing to Deborah Jones, Sharona Cram, Walden. We're going to all sing.
All right, all right. Hallelujah. We ready. Y'all going to sing two songs?
Yeah, we got two. We're going to sing We All a Family because you asked me to sing that.
All right.
We're all a family. And we love each other so. When in trouble, on my knees we go. I'm talking about a family that prays together. We'll stay together. A family that prays together. We'll stay together. We are family. And we love each other so. When in trouble, on our knees we go. I'm talking about a
A family that prays together will stay together. A family that prays together will stay together. We're all family and we love each other so. When in trouble, all our needs we go. I'm talking about a family that prays together will stay together. A family that prays together will stay together. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, I'm going home to live with Jesus. Since I laid my burden down.
Each one of you all, just be blessed and highly favored.
Thank you, Sister G. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You are. Hey, thank Minister you. All. Have a great time. Have a great time.
One of these days, you're going to have to come to Paducah.
I know that's right. Very soon, I pray.
Yes, it'll happen.
Amen, amen. What did the Lord say? He'll give us the desires of our heart according to his perfect will. So, hey, that's a desire of my heart to come.
Okay, all right.
Amen, amen. So I'm thanking the Lord this morning for his goodness and his mercy for all of us. Well, as we continue right along, we have a young woman on with us this morning. Oh, she's from South Florida. Let me see. She ain't pressed one, but I'm going to press it for her. Let's see. Nancy. Nancy, can you press one so I know where you are? Oh, there she is. Thank you. I knew she was on here somewhere. I just couldn't remember. Good morning, Sister Nancy. How are you?
I am blessed. How are you, my sister?
I can do that. Load up.
I'm blessed, too. Hey, Brother David, how are you?
Hey, good morning. God bless and grateful. How are you this beautiful morning, Sister G?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
On my way to a financial team financial workshop this morning, I got to speak at the team financial workshop, and then I got a family reunion to do later on tonight. I don't know if it's that late, family reunion who was just on, but I got a family reunion to do some comedy tonight.
All right. Well, you all know I'm really blessed. I got to see Brother David last Saturday, a few hours after the show. He and a friend of his was in Whole Foods, and I thank the Lord for them. Well, Father God, I lift up your servant, David Emmanuel Sr. You birthed him, oh God, you created him in your mighty image. And Lord, as he go forth today to do that business project that he's doing, oh God, I thank you, Father God, for being with him, speaking through him, oh God, doing a mighty work in him. Let your presence surround that whole place, oh God. And even as he go with his family to the family reunion, I thank you for using him, oh God, to do a mighty great work. In the name of Jesus, we just bless and honor you today. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for your great love for Brother David Emmanuel and his family. As he go forth, go before him in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a blessed day, Brother David.
Amen. Thank you, Sister G. But it's not my family reunion. It's the Clark and Chisholm family reunion.
That's okay.
That I'm doing.
You going.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for your prayers.
Amen. Amen. Well, Sister Nancy, I didn't forget about you. You ready to introduce our great speaker today? God has chosen us a wonderful speaker today. Hallelujah.
Absolutely. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's God. We thank God for Sister Todd, Sister Patricia Pleasant. Hallelujah, Jesus. She is a child of the Lord. She loves the Lord. She loves her family. She loves to pray. She's got 3 children and 5 grandchildren. Hallelujah. I had the pleasure of meeting Sister Pat on the prayer line, and we've been joined at the hip ever since. We've been partners in prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. With no further delay, I present to you Sister Patricia Pleasant.
Amen. We welcome Sister Pat. I thank God for her. You know what? She has her own prayer line. And, you know, anybody who wants to come on her prayer line to ask for prayer, to pray with them, you are welcome. Her prayer line number. So get a pen, get ready to take the prayer line number. I believe they come on Monday through Friday, but she can correct me at 7 p.m. The number is 1-530-881-1000. I'll repeat it. The call-in number is 1-530-881-1000, and the code 745-258. So call in. Oh, you're always welcome. Well, good morning, Sister Patricia Pleasant. How are you?
I'm so blessed and I'm so honored. Good morning, Sister G. Good morning, my sister Nancy. And good morning, everyone on Bible Storyland. It's been a blessed day already. I love the sisters singing, and I put my phone on mute, and I was like, deep, 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 deep. I was singing, I put it on mute so I could learn the little song. And that was so cute. Everything was good, and I love the singing family. Sister Jackie and her family, they got a choir going on. Boy, I tell you, y'all awesome. So I just praise God.
Amen. Amen, amen. You know, I thank God for Minister Stacy too. She she understands family as well. She had little, mm-hmm. I think she said Bianca is on with her. Is Bianca on with you or Abria?
Both of them are here.
Oh, good. Hey, girls.
Hi.
How y'all doing? All right. God bless you. I love y'all, girls.
Good morning. God bless you.
It is family day, and we are thanking God for those children and their father, their mother. We're thanking God for all the family. So without further ado, Sister Pat Pleasant, Minister Pat Pleasant, is going to bring forth the word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we just come to you this morning. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory, Lord God, for Bible Storyland. We give you praise and honor for our lives. We give you praise and honor for our families. And thank God that it's family day. Oh, my God, that's so awesome that Sister G put aside a day just for the family. Hallelujah. That blesses me, and I love that because family is so dear and precious to me. I praise the Lord. I came from a fairly large family. My parents had 8 children, 4 boys and 2 girls. So I'm like the 3rd oldest out of all of my siblings. And Lord, there's only 4 of us remaining here on earth. So I tell you, 4 have gone with the Lord. My parents are gone. They had the greatest parents in the world. I just praise God for families, and they taught us family values, and they taught us family love, you know, and if we strayed away, it's not their fault because they instilled that into us, and I tried to do the same with my family as well. Like Nancy said, I have 3 beautiful children, hallelujah, 1 son and 2 daughters, 5 grandchildren, 3 girls and 2 boys. So I'm a blessed woman. I really am blessed. And I thank the Lord for Sister G and for the opportunity. So I'm going to pray because I have a lot to say and a short time to do it. So I'm going to kind of like accelerate a little bit. Hallelujah. Father God, right now, I thank you, Lord God, that as I decrease, Father God, that you increase in me the more. Father God, bless your people, Lord God, on this day, Lord God, as they listen. And God, I pray. I've been praying, Lord God, that something I say will minister to their hearts, Lord God. Let their hearts receive and their ears hear what thus saith the Lord. Because it's not going to be what Pat think, what Pat feel, what she think it ought to be, but it's going to be the word of God. Hallelujah, because that's what we need in this day and hour because the families are in such attack. So we just come to this day lifting up the families on Bible Storyland and the families everywhere. And just now, we lift up our president and his family, our first family of these United States. We just give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. And for those that are taking notes, I have penned this message, a godly family, because God, he ordained the family. He set up the family. So what better way to find out what kind of family that God wants than to go to the Word of God. And we're going to begin in Genesis chapter 2, verse 21. And it says, and the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. It said Adam. It didn't say, you know, that's God's family, Adam and Eve. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. Praise the Lord. A deep sleep on Adam, and took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord had taken from man, made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for that. And we see that God created the family to be man and woman, not two men and not two women. That's just totally out of order for God, a man and a woman. And if anybody says otherwise, we know that they are lying. And there's so much all about this same-sex marriage. The devil is a liar. I tell you right now, that is not God's plan for a family and for a marriage. I just get sick to my stomach when I see that on TV, two men holding hands and kissing and two women. That's revolting. I know it stinks in God's eye. I know it does, because that's not his will for the family. And people want to wonder why there's so much going on in these United States. It's because of that. The people have gotten, you know, off track, out of order with God. So that's why the United States is in such a bad disarray. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. We're going to go on a little bit further. I have a lot of teaching, and I'm going to condense it real fast, because I got a lot. This is like a 5 or 6 hour teaching, but I don't have that long, so we're going to move right along. Hallelujah. And our next scripture, we're going into Ephesians to see what Brother Paul has to say about the family. And we're going to begin at verse 22 and read. Okay, verse 22, it says, wives, submit yourself to your own husband as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he may sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it blameless, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. Hallelujah. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourished and cherished it, even as the Lord, the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. Hallelujah. And it said in there, well, men, you know, they don't hate themselves, but we're seeing that now people are really hating themselves because there's so much suicide going on. So that's another thing. You know, people are just getting off track. They're getting off focus of what the word says, you know, about a godly family. And this is the pattern. This is the guideline for the marriage and for the families. The husband is head of the wife, and the wife is, you know, she's submissive to her own husband. That means you don't go listen then to Mary Jane's husband or somebody else's husband. You listen to your own husband, and you know, and then you'll be in order. That's why, you know, families get all off track because they go listening, hallelujah, to too many different voices and too many people. Well, child, you do this and child, you do that. No, you know, you go to God. You go to God. It's all right to get godly counsel, but when they're going to tell you, child, if I was you, da, 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 no. Okay, girlfriend, we got to go, okay? Bye-bye. So, you know, it's okay to have friends. I have friends, but I listen to, you know, the voice of God as well as to what they say. And they better tell me that it, you know, is lining up with the word of God. Don't tell me so much of what you feel, how you feel, how you think, but just what the word of God says. Now we're going to move on to Ephesians 6. And we're going to talk about the children. And Ephesians 6 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And it goes on and says, fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Hallelujah. So this is the order for the children. The children are to obey their parents and honor their parents. Hallelujah. And there is so much just disrespect for the children against their parents, this rebellious spirit, you know, in children. And that's why there are so many little graves out there in the cemetery. They're burying it may be wrong, but there are many more young people dying than there are old people dying. Because that's one thing, the children are just not honoring their parents. There was an incident here three years ago, where this little young girl, I think she was 16, 17, might not have been that old. She was staying with her grandmother because her parents were both incarcerated. So she was told not to leave the house for a party. She slipped out the window anyway, went to the party, and guess what? A stray bullet took her life. She didn't make it back home because she disobeyed her grandmother. And it says, oh, parents, that means your grandmama, your auntie, your uncle, those people that have authority over you, the teachers, hallelujah, people that have authority over you. When we were children, we knew not to disrespect anybody. Because everybody, that village raised us. If Miss Jones saw us doing something down the street, she beat our behinds, either took us home, called home, told our mama what we did, then we got another beating when we got home. And didn't nobody cuss nobody out? And wasn't nobody mad? You hitting my child? No, because my mother would have did the same thing for Miss Jones' children. It took that village raised us. So I thank God for being raised by a village of godly people that love me enough to keep me off track. And when I was younger, I thought, oh, Lord, my parents are so mean. They just so mean. But you know what? As I'm older, I wish they had beat me a little bit more so I would be a better person than I am today. Because those whippings, they didn't kill me. They made me better. If I got a little bit more, I would even be a better person than I am today. But I thank God for repenting, and I thank God for Jesus being in my life to make me a better person. So now we're going to move on. I'm rushing. I really am because I only have a small amount of time. We're going on now to the book of Acts. Hallelujah. We're going to Acts 16. Hallelujah. Moving on to Acts 16. And we're going to go to the 25th verse. Hallelujah. And this is a very good story, and y'all know the story of Paul and Silas. Okay, so we're going to begin with the verse we're going to start at verse 25. And verse 25 says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison waking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. And you know what? If that had been me and some of them, I was in prison doors open, I would have been gone. You catch me if you can, you know. But these people here, and that was a good witness to this jail keeper, because number one, he shouldn't have been asleep. And then two, the people, the prisoners, they stayed there. And then when he woke up and saw the doors open, he just knew they was gone, and he knew his boss was going to have his head. But look, we're going to go get back into the word and see what it says. But then it says, but Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang up and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas. He was scared because he just didn't know what was going on. And brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, hallelujah, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and his straightway. That means everybody in his house got saved. He believed, because he knew God had did that. He knew God had opened those doors, and you know, he was just like, woo-hoo. That's why he came trembling, because the Bible tells us, he says that demons would tremble at the voice of God, at the word of God, at the name of God. So he knew God was in the place. He knew that. And he was trembling because, you know, he had a demon in it, so he was trembling. And he said, at their feet, oh, what must I do to be saved? And they just told him to believe on the Lord Jesus, and you'll be saved and your household. So we just praise the Lord, because that's what we do. We believe on the Lord, and if we're saved, our house is saved. And I gave a little short testimony last week about my son and my brother. They have recently gotten saved, because that's what I've been, you know, declaring and decreeing over my family. And I'm going to go and tell you what's the basis for my prayer line. Now, thank you, Sister G, for that plug for my prayer line. And anyone that wants to come on Monday to Friday, we're there praying, hallelujah. And this is the scripture that the Lord gave me for this prayer line. And it says in Joshua, hallelujah, Joshua 24, verses 14 and 15, the whole thing is good, but I'm just going to use these two because I only have a brief time with you all. And it says, Joshua 24 and 14 says, now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve you the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will serve the true and the living God, the only wise God, our Father, all those things that
Sister Dree read about. I thought she was going to go into my message. I said, oh, Lord, here she goes. But I thank the Lord, you know, for the word of God. And I love the word of God. Oh, my God, I love it. And I just praise the Lord. And that's what I started speaking over my prayer line. And I went there and said, you know, Lord, you know, this is good. And I want this to be for the family because everybody I know, their family messed up from the floor up. Somebody acting up in the family. I know I got people that saved in my family, but I got some cut-ups too. Hallelujah. And I'm still yet praying them in. And my son and my brother, they were some hard cases. And I said, Lord, you saved them. I know you're going to get the rest of them. And I still declare it and decree that every day. As for me and my house, me and my family, we're going to serve the Lord. Because we don't serve the devil long enough. And this time out of serving the devil. Because with him, there is nothing good. And I tell my granddaughter, the one that's here in Gainesville, she's with me the most. And she's like, Nana, I said, well, don't let the devil use you. Don't listen to the devil's voice. And she said, well, Nana, how do I know when it's the devil and when it's the Lord? And I told her just like this. I said, if it's good, it's God. And if it's bad, it's the devil. And who can't understand that? Because the word of God says make it plain and write it simple. So you make it where the most unlearned person, I'll say it that way, where the most unlearned person will understand what you're saying. If it's good, it's God. If it's bad, it's the devil. Hallelujah. And that's how you know. So we're not going to serve that old wicked one. We just not going to do it. I said they can come willingly or they going to come by force, however they coming, but they coming. Hallelujah. One of my prayer partners one time, we went on a seven-day fast, and we were fasting for our children. And we were just like Paul and Silas. And one night, the Lord gave me that revelation as we were getting ready to pray. And then I went in there and I read that before we got on the prayer to pray for our children. I said, Lord, we're Paul and Silas. And we were fasting and praying for one solid week, 7 days. And both of us, she and I, are seeing so much change in our family. Our children are saved. They're going to church. And that wasn't nobody but God, and that was our press fasting and praying for our children. And we pray, we do that for our families, and we are seeing so many, many results to our prayer. Sister G has an awesome prayer line for children on Tuesday night, and that's an awesome ministry. We go on there, we just pray for the children because our children are in, you know, just like I always say, they're vulnerable and they're innocent. So we go on and we just pray for children on that prayer line. And then the Bible story line is kind of similar to mine because she covers the seniors, she covers the family and a whole lot of more stuff. She covers on this one. So, and then we're on another prayer line at 5:30 in the morning. So I'm connected with some of the prayerless women I know around town. And when I need a prayer, ooh, I got their number, and I be calling them up. Praise the Lord. Sister G and I, she said, we're going to pray Thursday. So I call her, and we prayed, and I had a busy day, and my body was just tired and racking with pain. And I tell you, when the woman of God prayed for me, I got refreshed, because that's what the word does. Prayer changes things. And when people are anointed, it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. So when anointed people pray for you, there is change. Hallelujah. And I do this. Thank the Lord again for Sister G and for Nancy introducing me. And these are my sisters. These are my sisters that Sister G was talking about, that family of God sisters. These are my godly sisters. And I have many godly sisters. I have more family of God than I do my natural family. So I'm connected with a lot of godly people, and I just thank the Lord for the opportunity. And anybody needs prayer,
We're open for prayer today. I'm pretty sure because I know Sister G, she has prayer every time at her closing. So we're here today for prayer. And like she said, you're more than welcome to come on my prayer line Monday to Friday. I mean, that's a good time, 7 o'clock, and we're there praying. So, you know, anybody that wants to come on, you're more than welcome. And I just thank the Lord for this opportunity. Ooh, I thank the Lord for this opportunity. And y'all be blessed, and I hope the word of God has blessed someone today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen. What a blessed that word that was, a family of God. I mean, we got our human family, but it's nothing like the family of God. And when our human family and the family is a part of the family of God, we're even more blessed. I thank you so much, Minister Pat Pleasant, for that word. Oh, she gave scriptures. Now, she gave scriptures, Genesis 2:21, Ephesians 5:22, Ephesians 6. About the children, she covered everybody, the husbands, the wives, the males, the females, the children, the extended family. So I thank God, Acts 16:25, she talked about salvation. I mean, she covered everything. So I thank the Lord for that word, and I thank the Lord for using her to speak to us. What a mighty word, what a mighty word that was. You know, in Joshua 24:14, you know, she talks about fearing the Lord and serving him and choosing this day whom you're going to serve. And as for us and our houses, Bible story, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to praise him. We're going to honor him every time we come on.
Amen.
Thank you for that word.
Amen.
Thank you so much for that word. Well, we got Miss Ludell on with us today. Oh, let me see now. I saw a number. Hold on. I'll put her on live. Hey, Miss Ludell, we're so happy you on.
Hey, darling, how y'all doing? I'm so glad to be back. I missed several times, but, you know, due to other things, but I determined that I wanted to hear y'all this morning. So
we want to hear you
blessed, like you say. I heard the lady speak, and it was just, you know, she went down the line, even back to me when I came along and all like that. Everything was just good.
Amen. You feel like singing a song for us this morning? You know, one of them old tunes.
Okay.
Old tunes. You want Jesus to keep me near the cross?
Amen.
Great. Let's see now. Jesus keep me near the cross. Just fountain the healing stream beyond the river in the crowd. Nothing I did so good with his mercy and his grace that he blessed me to see this time, and I thank him day and night.
I know.
You want me saying, try Jesus?
Oh, my Lord, yes.
Try Jesus, he's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. Try Jesus, Everything's all right. I done tried him, man. He's all right. On your sick bed. He's all right. On your sick bed. He's all right. On your sick bed. He's all right. Well, I done tried him, man. He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. I done tried him, man. He's all right. Amen.
Ooh,
I done tried.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Two wonderful anointed songs. Miss Liddell,
you're
getting stronger in your young age.
Well, I thank God for everything.
Amen. He's giving strength beyond measure.
Right. He's all right.
Father,
I say the song say this. I don't know who written the song, but I do know he's all right.
I tell you what. I know he's all right, too.
Yes, ma'am. I know he's all right. I know he's all right for myself because I have a close relationship with God.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. I have a close, not your relationship, not my parents, not my pastor, no, but I have a close relationship with my God myself.
Amen.
hate to take up your time, but that's just a few little words I had to say.
No, ma'am, this is family day. You family. You say the words you need that God putting in you. You go right ahead.
Well, that's about all. I think I said it. I say some another time if the Lord say so.
Amen. I thank the Lord for you, Miss Liddell. You are a blessing to me.
Thank you.
My God. I'm praying that the Lord allow me to come and visit you soon.
Anytime. Hurry up.
Don't keep
putting it off. Come hurry up. You know, time.
No, I
got to
put my travel on and get over there to what's the name of your city? Applin, Georgia.
Applin, Georgia. It's not very far.
Amen.
Not very far, but you still got to travel it.
Amen. Well, I have an announcement to make today. My auntie, Apostle, she's becoming an apostle today. Apostle Bernadette Gantling, she's going to be ordained today in Jacksonville, Florida, and it's going to be at this healing church in Jacksonville, Florida. So you all are invited to come. She just sent me a text not too long ago again. It's at Cicero. Let me see if it's on Cicero Boulevard, and the name of the church is Healing Ministries. On Cicero Boulevard. So I'm thanking the Lord for, you know, God, we serve a great God now.
Yes.
And he allows, he promotes his children. Promotion don't come from man. Promotion come from God. And
Amen.
It's at 1553 Cicero Boulevard. It's called Healing Harvest Ministries. So Pastor G is going from pastor to apostle. And, you know, he called forth the fivefold ministry in his word. Yes, he did. God said he called forth apostles and prophets and pastors and teachers and evangelists. Yes, he did. So she's becoming an apostle today. And you know what? Apostles serve. I heard a man of God say on the radio, on the TV the other day, he said, apostles, he said, you know, we're at the bottom. We're at the bottom. We are the servants of God. So she's becoming a servant, a greater servant than she's been before. So moving right along, we still got Minister Stacy and the girls on with us, Bianca and Jabria, those precious angels. Minister Stacy, what else y'all going to sing for us?
He got the whole world.
Amen. All right, ahead.
He got the whole world. In his hands, we got the whole world. In his hands, the whole world. In his hands, the whole world.
He got you and me.
He got you and me. In his hands, we got you and me. In his hands, you and me.
Got a little bit of baby.
Got a little bit of baby.
Yeah. Got a little bit of baby. Got a little bit of baby. And it's the whole world in his hands.
Preacher and the deacon.
Matthew, John, I would have included somebody. He didn't proclaim nobody but himself. And that's why, just like you say, he still got it in his hands right now.
Amen.
Right now. That's right. Right now. Not yesterday, but right now.
Amen.
And all we got is right now. Yesterday gone,
so
we may not see tomorrow, so what we got is right now. So we going to hold on to what we got right now.
Amen. We thank you for that testimony. We got time for one more testimony, and then we're going to pray. Sister Pat, you be ready, because we're going to be praying today for each, for others.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Testimony time. Anybody got a testimony? Press 1. Well, I got a testimony.
Amen.
I tell you what, my yard needed cutting, and I have some wonderful neighbors. This young woman, she's like a spiritual daughter to me. Her family just adopted me. She brought her husband and her two sons. They cut the grass, raked up the grass, and you know what? They just a blessing to me. I'm talking about she's training them in the ways of God to help others, you know, to love their neighbors like they love themselves. She's training her son, one 14 and the other one 16. She's training them to the ways of God. You know what? We got to make the Word of God applicable to our lives. Many of us speak the Word of God, but we don't apply it. So she's teaching them to apply the Word of God.
Right.
Minister Stacy's teaching those girls to apply the Word of God. Not just sing it, but they're actually applying the Word of God. They're actually doing God's will in their lives. So we got to learn to apply. So we're going to move right along. Prayer time, press 1. If you need prayer, press 1. If you already press 1, state your prayer request.
Yes, Sister G, I need prayer for my granddaughter, Yatanya. She's here with me, and she has a tummy ache, so she needs healing.
What's her name?
Yataja Courtney.
I'm going to say Courtney. How's that? Oh,
that's
her last name?
That's her last name. Yeah, it's Courtney's last. You can just say Taja, whatever we call her.
Okay, Taja, okay.
Sometimes we call her Tater Tot.
All right. Anybody else? Press 1. Press prayer. Or if you're already on live, state your prayer request. I did see one of my sisters in the Christ and on here from Michigan. I don't know if she hung up yet. Yep, looked like she hung up. She was on from Michigan for a while. I thank the Lord for her. My friend Penny, she was on for quite a while. Press 1 if you need prayer. All right. Looks like everybody done prayed. They've been in the prayer closet this morning already.
I
hallelujah.
Pray.
Amen. You can pray.
I you didn't see my church.
Oh, no, ma'am, Ms. Liddell. You could just say it. I already, you already on live. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I just ask prayer for me and my family, you know, that God will continuously, I know he with us, but ask him that he'll continuously be with her, be with all of us and help me to keep going on as long as I can. So that's my prayer. For my son, you know, with the toe, he really needs prayer even now. So I just ask prayer for my family and other families.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Dale. Anybody else? If you're already on live, you could just state your prayer request. Minister Stacy, what'd you say? Minister Stacy, you were saying.
Yes, ma'am. You pray for my family, pray for my sisters, that we become closer between my siblings. Bring us closer. Amen. Pray for my family. Continue praying for the house, still, and working. Praying for the man's family. His mother just passed. We're buying the house from. Lord, open the door. We're gonna be blessed with a house. But a man's family just passed, so we replaced for him. His name Marvin Smith. And just for my husband and for my family. God strength in the Lord. Amen.
Okay.
And all goes well today at the ordination today. We have an ordination today as well. Today at 12.
Okay. All right, boys. Somebody in the kitchen this morning. First thing, they're in the kitchen shoveling pots. I hear them this morning, boy.
That's me. I'm sorry. I should have put my phone on mute.
You can't put your phone on mute because you got to pray. You got to pray with me. For these
okay.
Hold up.
I'm
man.
Going in here. I'm through.
All right, hold on. Somebody else press one right here. Hold on, please. Good morning, 352. Good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
Doing great, and you?
Hi, Mom.
My children.
How y'all doing? I just want to request prayer for me and my family, and I want to send out a special prayer for my husband's mom and father. They're not doing so well. For Oren and Luis McCullough. If you could send a special prayer out for them this morning, it would be very, very well.
What's your name, sweetie?
Radonna.
Radonna.
That's my daughter, Sister G.
I know. I hear that voice. I remember she was on the prayer line the other night, huh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, baby.
Good morning.
Now, what did you say your husband's family's name is?
It's Warren and Luis McCullough.
McCullough, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you, Redonda. Any more prayer requests?
Just, I just want to a big prayer out for me and my kids and my husband and just my family all around.
This Redonda?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I got it. I got that part. Thank you,
okay.
Redonna.
You're welcome.
Anybody else? Prayer request. Press one. Don't want to leave nobody out now.
Amen.
All right. Well, we're going to get started. I'm going to pray for Sister Pat. And Sister Pat, if you can pray for... Miss Liddell, and then I'll pray for your daughter.
Okay.
And, we'll go. If you could pray for Minister Stacy also, Sister Pat.
Okay.
Pray for Miss Liddell, Minister Stacy, and then I'll pray for your daughter.
Okay.
Go for
and my granddaughter, what does tummy ache?
Huh? I'm going to pray
don't
for her first,
tummy
your granddaughter.
Ache. Yeah, don't forget that, tummy ache.
Oh, no, that's first. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Moko shabaka de eku namaka shere. Uku shabaka de eke urabaka shere. Father, you taught our hands to war, our fingers to fight. So we come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We rebuke the enemy who's moku shabaka de eku namaka de eolololoboko, who's coming against her granddaughter's stomach. We rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. We say that her daughter, Moku Shabaka Dede, her granddaughter's stomach, Yoko Shabaka Dede, is healed by the stripes of Jesus. We call forth that healing right now. Moku Shabaka, we root up, we overturn everything in there that's not like you. Moku Shabaka Dede, anything that's causing the stomach ache, Moku Shay, any little virus, we call you up and out right now. Moko Shabaka Day, any creepy crawling things, we call you up and out right now. Moko Shabaka, any infection, we call you out right now. Moko Shabaka Day, Boko Shabaka Day, Boko Shabaka. Oh, we thank you, Father God, that you touch and heal the young ones as well as every age, oh God. So we lift up Taja, and we thank you for that healing coming in her stomach this morning, oh God. Father, we thank you for Taja. The call, the mighty call on this young child's life, just like you called David when he was a boy. You called him forth to be king.
Yeah.
I thank you for the call on Taj's life. Excuse me. I thank you, Father God, for that hedge that you keep around her. I thank you that you made her brilliant. I thank you that she is like Daniel and his friends, 10 times smarter. I thank you, Lord God, for the honor roll every quarter. I thank you for scholarships all the way through college. I thank you for giving Taja the desires of her heart. I thank you for every time she bend the knee,
yes,
that you and she say, Abba, Father, bless her. Bless her as a child, oh God. Just like,
yes,
I thank you that she's not going to be like the servant that was 8 years old, Joash, that says, I'm too young. I thank you that Taja's not too young because you called Daniel as a child. You called Shadrach, Meshach as a child. You called Samuel,
yes,
as a child. You called Joseph as a child. So we claim Taja for your kingdom. We thank you that she's blessed,
yes,
and highly favored,
yes,
of you, that she will be your testimony in the earth. And we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that your hand of mercy will be upon Taja, upon her father, upon her mother, upon her entire,
yes,
family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, we just come to you now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we come to lift up Miss Udell, hallelujah,
Udell,
in the name of Jesus, mighty woman of God, 90-plus years old, Lord Jesus. We know you've been good to Miss Udell, hallelujah. And Lord, yes, God, we speak a longer life on Miss Udell today, yes, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, Lord God. This is not, it's not over for her, hallelujah. She has plenty of work to do, hallelujah. I can just feel the anointing in those songs that my mother, Nim, used to sing in the Baptist church. Hallelujah. Near the cross. Oh, my God. What a friend we have in Jesus. That just take me back. Hallelujah. I love to be around the older saints, the older Christians, Lord God. They make me think of my parents. Hallelujah. So bless Miss Udell. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus and her family and her longevity, her children, her grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Yes. Father God, bless this mighty woman of God. Give her strength every day. Hallelujah. More and more, Lord God. Show her favor. Let her latter days be greater than her former days. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, bless this woman. She's a blessing to Bible Story Land. Hallelujah. And a blessing to society. Hallelujah. Just her life, hallelujah, is a testimony. 92 years, God, that's a testimony right there in itself.
Yes.
She don't have to say no more. Just give her age. And that's a testimony right there. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we speak continued life over her, long life, healthy life, prosperous life. Hallelujah in Jesus' name over her and all of her family. In Jesus' name, we thank you for her, Lord God. And I thank you that she is into my life and I've been a chance to hear her, Lord God. And just for the awesome mother that she is, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. I lift up Minister Stacy and Sister Jackie, hallelujah, that family, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, precious women of God, Lord God, as they bring their children, hallelujah, train them up in the Lord, hallelujah.
Hmm.
I thank you for these women and their children, their families, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I speak prosperity over these people in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Bless their going out and their coming in, Lord God. And the same prayer that Sister G prayed for my granddaughter, I speak,
yes,
it over Jackie and Stacy's children. Hallelujah. For honor roll, hallelujah, scholarships. Call them into the ministry, Father God, even to a greater level than they already are, Lord God. Not only will they sing, but they will teach, they will prophesy, they will lay hands on the sick, hallelujah, and they will recover in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for them coming into the fivefold ministry in Jesus' name, hallelujah. We pray a hedge of protection over them, Father God, as they get ready to go back into school, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that there'll be a light, hallelujah, in a dark place, Lord God, that they will just rise and shine above the other children. Why? Because they have Jesus in their life, and they can lead children to the Lord, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. And we just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in the lives of your people, Father God, in Jesus' name. I lift up my sister G to you today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for her success, hallelujah, that you turn her dust into gold, hallelujah, that everything her hands touch, it will prosper in Jesus' name. I speak longevity over her. I speak healing over her, prosperity over her in the name of Jesus. All of the work that she's doing for the kingdom, Father God, even in her Sunday teaching tomorrow at the neighborhood Bible school, Father God, in Jesus' name, bless that, increase that, anoint her even the more, Father God, for the children in her community, Lord God, in this world, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I send healing to her, Father God, and prosperity, longevity, blessing, healing. Cover my sister in your blood, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Well, Bobby, pray for Radonna. Donna Emanuel. You press 1. Good morning, Sister Donna. How are you? Hello? I believe
so. I'm fine. Sorry. The phone fell. I had to pick it up.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm doing pretty good. My son David is driving me, and his cousin is in here, too. David said he wanted a prayer, so go ahead.
Oh, yes. Good morning, Sister G.
Good morning, David Jr. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. And yourself?
Doing great. Thank you.
Doing great. Thank you.
That's great. I was just wondering if you could pray for a successful year and success in finding a good job and in college.
All right. Okay.
Okay. He said the same thing David said.
What's his name?
Thanks.
The other one?
Aja. Aja.
Spell it.
A-U-J-A.
Aja.
Aja. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Both 19.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Both of them?
All right. Both of them? Yes.
Okay.
Cousins.
Mm-hmm. All right. Family on family. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to pray. Donna, anybody else before I move on? Sister Donna, Emmanuel, put your phone on me.
I'm sure will. And for Dante, too, since we're praying for everybody, for Dante Couch for a good successful year in college, in school. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Sure will. Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Moko shabaka de kuna makashe. We can shout you, the great and mighty I am. We are blessed, oh God. We are blessed beyond measure to be able to call upon the name of the Most High God. We are blessed to be able to call your name, Abba Father, which art in heaven. And Lord, I thank you for the families that you birthed us into, oh God, and for the family of God. I lift up your daughter, Radonna. Oh, Father God, you know Radonna. You created her in your image. You even know her hairs on her head, the number of them. You know her social security number. You know her fingerprints. You know her voice print. You know everywhere she's been, everywhere she's going to go. In Jesus' name, we just thank you that there's no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. And so, Father, today I thank you for Radonna. I thank you for her family. Oh, Lord, we lift her family up, her husband, her children. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that they are blessed and highly favored. We thank you for her father's side, her mother's side. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that they are blessed and highly favored. Oh, God, I thank you for the daughter that she is to Sister Pat. I thank you for the love they have for one another. In Jesus' name, I thank you for Radonna hearing the call of God and answering it and saying, yes, Lord, yes to your will, yes to your way. I thank you that Radonna is an answer to many prayers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, heal Radonna's body. Any female problems, we say get out of her body. We rebuke every female problem. We say that she is healthy and well. We say that every organ in her body functions properly according to your will, your plan for Radonna's life in Jesus' name. And, Father, I thank you for her husband. I thank you that they submit to you and to each other in Jesus' name. No weapon that is formed against Radonna, her husband, or her family will prosper in Jesus' name. I thank you for the call on Radonna's life. I thank you for what you're doing in her. Draw her closer. As the song says, just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is her plea. As the song says, draw me nearer, O God, to thee. Draw Radonna nearer, closer, O God, a closer walk, a closer walk with thee, O God. And, Father, I lift up her husband's family, the McCullen family. You know about them. You know what they're going through. You know what they have to go through. And so, Father, we thank you, O God, for what you're doing in them. Oh, Father God, you even bless the elderly. So bless her husband's mother and father, O God. Heal their bodies like never before. Let that healing virtue come through. Draw them all closer as a family, closer with you. I bind up any division in the family. I thank you that division is a thing of the past and unity is their portion in Jesus' name. Love, all the fruit of the Spirit, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, the fruit of the Spirit is their portion, O God. And, Father, I thank you today for Donna Emmanuel. Oh, you know your servant who's been coming on Bible Story Land, her and her husband, David Emmanuel, and their two sons and their nephew, Aja. I thank you for David. I thank you for Dante. I thank you for their success in school on every level, college, high school, junior high. Oh, God, you are awesome. You also visit college campuses. You dwell on college campuses. You dwell in the schools in Jesus' name. You are mighty God. There is no place that you are not. So, Father God, David Emmanuel Jr., he's asking you, Lord God, for success. And, Father God, your word says in Joshua 1:8, let not this book of the law depart from your mouth, but meditate on it day and night. Do everything that it says to do in it. Then he will make your way prosperous, and you shall have good success. So I thank you for Joshua 1:8. Oh, God, that they would obey it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for all that you're doing. And, Lord, he's requesting for a job, oh, God, a job where he can help, oh, God, finance his education, oh, God. He can put gas in the car. He can eat healthy meals, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for his parents, him honoring his parents, him being obedient to his parents, and those who have rule and authority over him. I bind up every distraction spirit in the name of Jesus, every spirit that said, come on, let's go for a ride. Come on, let's go look at this movie. Come on, I decree and declare. They will be focused on their studies. They will not be pulled aside, but they will focus on their schooling. Lord, as this is to be his, let's see, the freshman, sophomore year, oh, God, I thank you that he will hit the books. He will hit the books. But first of all, your book, the great book, will be before him. And, Lord, as he reads Joshua 1:8, I thank you that it will come alive off the pages into his life in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, for his obedience to you, that he will say, yes, Lord, and he will do like Ms. Ludell said. He won't just go on his father's and his mother's God, but he will accept you as his Lord and his Savior. He will say, amen. Yes, you are my Lord. Yes, I'm amen. Obedient to you. Yes, I will obey you, Lord. The same thing for Aja and for Dante. Oh, God, I thank you for these young men that you call like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel. I thank you that they shall eat pulse, oh, God, so they can concentrate. I thank you that fast food is a thing of the past. They will eat healthy brain food, beans and corn and greens and cabbage and lettuce and spinach, oh, God, those things that are going to make them strong warriors, strong, mighty men of God. And so, Father, we just praise you and honor you. We thank you for these mighty warriors. Oh, we thank you for the children that came on today, oh, God. Minister Donna's children, oh, God. Minister Stacy's children, Donna and Oh, Father, you know his name. David Emmanuel's children. We thank you for Sister Pat's granddaughter. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing the children to come all to you, oh God. And we will not stop them, but we will encourage them to come closer to you. And I thank you for blessing them. Oh, God, I thank you for blessing the entire Bible Storyland body, oh, God, blessing our children, blessing our grandchildren, blessing our families, giving us favor, favor from on high. We bless your name today. We lift you up, oh, God, and we honor your presence like never before. Have your way in each one of us in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it's closing time. We got one time. We got a minute for one quick testimony or something somebody just want to say. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Amen. Hey, I just want to, Sister G, how you doing?
Doing great.
We're having a convention, and I talked to little kids, and I was telling them that Super G's on the inside, and the little girl, she said, like, Batman. And she got it. The little girl's like, Batman, like Iron Man. And they was like, yes, because I was telling them how they can defeat the bully. And who was the bully? The bully was the devil. And it was just excited.
All right.
But yeah, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Our children have so much fiction. They have more fiction than they do from God. So you know what? They learn. You know, that's what they know. Mm-hmm. Superman, Batman, and all of those
that
others. But we gotta teach them the man.
Super Jesus on the inside.
So I thank Minister Stacy for teaching the children. God bless Minister Stacy for teaching the children. She understood when you said train them up in the way that they should go. So I thank you, Father God, for training them in the name of Jesus. Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. Obey God. Don't forget. Don't give him lip service. Obey him with your whole heart now. That's how we show love to God. So love each other. Don't forget. Love God with all your heart, soul, and strength. Love each other like we love ourselves. Read and study God's word daily. Be pleasing unto God. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. I love each one of you. I love you all so much. You already know God loves you more. My human love is limited, but we serve the unlimited Father in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
All right,
amen.
Love y'all.
Love you too, Sister G.
Love you too, Sister G. Be blessed.
Y'all
bye,
too.
Bye, Bible Story Land.
See y'all next week.
All right.
Yes, ma'am, next week.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you.